As we all know, today marks 13 years since the terrorist attacks on our homeland in 2001, and 2 years since the assault on installations in Benghazi. Those very fateful days will forever be etched in our memories, and we want to make sure we continue to honor the victims by standing together with a unified voice that our nation will not be intimidated by terrorists. In the years since 9/11, our military, our allies have answered that call, bravely combating violent extremists around the world. And they've done remarkable things on that front over the years. But as we all know, recent threats and ongoing violence in the Middle East once again calls our attention. President Obama has had many opportunities to act decisively on this issue. Last summer would be a perfect example. Unfortunately, his hesitation created a vacuum in the region. That allowed ISIL to gain strength, which they have, to organize, which they have, and it leaves us in a much different situation now. But the president needs the backing of the nation and Congress to be successful in his efforts to defeat ISIL, to literally eradicate them. Congress should vote on arming the moderate forces in Syria and any large-scale escalation in the use of military force. I also would mention today that I signed on to a letter just today to Secretary Kerry and Johnson encouraging them to take immediate action to prevent U.S. and Western country passport holders fighting along ISIL and other groups from traveling to the U.S. to commit acts of terrorism against the homeland. Second item I wanted to mention, we've asked so much of our military heroes, as I've just talked about, not only over the last 13 years, but throughout our country's history. So it's important that we keep our promise to care for them when they return home when that service is complete. Recent scandals and failures at the Department of Veterans Affairs in no way upholds the pledge that we've made to our veterans. That's why the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee is working to hold the agency's feet to the fire. We held yet another hearing earlier this week to review the steps being taken at the VA to improve care for veterans. There's a lot of work to be done. I discussed the progress with the new VA Secretary, Robert McDonald. I emphasize that the VA must work quickly to implement the Veterans Access Choice and Accountability Act, which was signed into law earlier this year to address VA failures. We must also ensure, though, that important projects like facility updates are not sidelined. We simply need to find a solution to replace a 1950s era VA hospital like the one in Omaha for the growing number of veterans that need these services. A 1950s facility is not acceptable, whether it's in Omaha or any other part of the country. The VA has a long way to go to regain the trust of our veterans. So I'll continue to press the VA to make the necessary changes so that we can guarantee quality care. Final thing I wanted to mention today, federal outreach has been a theme of this administration really since they came here. Keeping agencies accountable is a constant challenge, though, and it's been an ongoing process. I often hear how agencies like EPA are targeting hardworking Americans from small businesses to farmers to ranchers. With all of the new federal regulations being issued, I find it troubling that the EPA is now seeking authority to garnish wages for unpaid fines or penalties without a court order. So I've written to the administrator to express my concerns about the issue, and this week I'm working on legislation stopping EPA from garnishing wages unless they have a court order. if things go as we hope, that legislation will be ready this week, maybe even as soon as today. If EPA has a bona fide reason to issue a fine, and the fine is past due, then the agency should have no problem doing what a private citizen would do, and that's securing a blessing from a judge to collect that. Given EPA's regulatory zeal, especially in ag circles, it's just common sense that EPA should not have unilateral authority to take money out of Americans' paychecks without seeking court approval.